Blog Talk Radio.
As a parent, your child's safety is your top priority. Protect Your Children understands. That's why they provide a wide range of free online resources, including in-depth protection guidelines, zip code predator searches, video tutorials, and more to help you protect your children from predators online and off. Don't leave anything to chance. The resources you need to keep your children safe are easily available and they're free. Visit protectyourchildren.org to find the tools you need to protect your kids. That's protectyourchildren.org.
Well, thank you for being part of the show tonight. This is the Protect Your Children radio show with your host, Christopher Gelson, and we are glad that you are listening. And we're very thankful. Last week's episode podcast was downloaded 93 times, so we're very thankful for that. That's 93 times in addition to the people that listen live. So we want to give you all applause for that. Thank you very much for that. Very important episode, and this week's episode is equally important. I mean, it's not like one week is not important or another, right? I mean, this is all relevant stuff. We're trying to keep kids safe here. So we're trying to provide a nice array of topics that will help you keep your kids safe. One way you can keep your kids safe is going to protectyourchildren.org, protectyourchildren.org. That website is a great resource for keeping your kids safe. The core of our teaching, our protection teaching that we do, is the in-depth protection guideline. We have been seeing an increase in those downloads, so we're very thankful for that. And those guidelines are not your mom and pop one-liners, you know. They're very detailed, in-depth guidelines that you can go over with your children, and this will definitely help them stay safe from predators in their neighborhood or in their schools, or in the extended family. Yep, sorry, it happens. And online as well. So please check out those guidelines there, as well as all the other resources at protectyourchildren.org. We are on social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, and you can find the links to those on our website as well, protectyourchildren.org. And we ask that you would follow us, like us. The Facebook page, I believe, is 2,030 followers now, so we're very thankful for that. And as you guys know, anybody that has a page, or maybe you don't know, on Facebook and YouTube, the percentage of people that actually see what you post is very low. So you may see repeating stuff that we post on Twitter or on Facebook, and we're doing that because we know that not everybody sees the same thing every time. So we will definitely repost stuff several times in hopes that the most people can see it. The average amount of people out of the 2,000 followers that see stuff that we post on Facebook that we can tell is around 200 to 300. So 200 to 300 out of 2,000. So you get an idea. So we ask that you would continue to share our page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/protectyourchildreninc. And also on Twitter as well. So we thank you in advance for doing that. Our mission is to protect children from molestation and kidnapping with the tools of education and awareness. We will accomplish this mission by providing free and not-for-profit, low-cost services to anyone who wants to protect children, regardless of race, creed, color, sex, religion, or politics. We will work as a team with other not-for-profit organizations to accomplish this mission. Yes, we will work with other nonprofits that have the same mission in mind, to protect kids, to keep them safe, to provide safety and security. This isn't about let's make one so big, right? We're not interested in making ourselves the biggest and best, okay? We want to work with everybody so together as a team, we can affect the most amount of change. And we will be talking in the next week or so about BACA, which is the Bikers Against Child Abuse. Great nonprofit organization. Just found out about them. I actually was reached out to by somebody who is with that organization, and hopefully we're going to be able to feature them in an upcoming episode. But definitely check them out on Facebook and YouTube. It's BACA, Bikers Against Child Abuse. They're doing a lot of great work. So having said that, tonight we have another missing child. And I'll tell you, we received three or four Amber Alerts in the last week. And this is really just scary. This is getting to the point where there's kids are disappearing way too much. And the reality is that most of these kidnappings can be prevented. Most of these runaways can be prevented. And with education and awareness, it can be prevented. And what we're seeing is an increase in the amount of teenagers that are disappearing. There's no doubt that it's increasing. And this is very saddening, and it's very hard to, you know, pick one child to feature each week over another. I mean, there's nothing that goes into that. I mean, that's anything that's personal. Obviously, it might be length. It might be something strange about the case. There might be better chance of a child being found because it's more newer. It all just kind of depends. So, I mean, having said that, you can follow the National Center for Exploited and Missing Children on Facebook, and you will get updates from them. Follow them on YouTube as well. We get a lot of our information from there, as well as the news, media, and online sources. So tonight, this child, Daphne Westbrook, has been missing since October 7th of 2019. And I want to make a quick footnote here. Never lose hope. Never lose hope. We know from the Cleveland situation with the three ladies there that I think that was like 10 or 12 years that they were being held. We saw another news article today of a child that was found after 10 years. And what happens a lot of times is these kids end up in sex trafficking, or they end up running away and staying with somebody. There's situations that happen that point to the fact that a child may still be alive. And unless there's direct evidence to contradict that, we will always go on the premise that a missing child is still alive until there's absolute proof that they're not. And having said that, the general public tends to forget that certain kids are missing. And so our goal, by highlighting a child each week and featuring a child really for a month, like we've just done with Zachary Bernhardt from Clearwater, Florida. And I want to tell you that the response to that has been overwhelming. There have been some comments, some posts that are very strange. Some that have been very telling, a lot of people believing that the story doesn't line up, a lot of people pointing at the mother, some people pointing at sex trafficking. There is a person, I'm trying to be careful here with what we say, because we are getting ready to put a file together and get it over to the Clearwater Police Department for them to do their digging and see if they think that there's anything there. But we have a person who claims that he knew Zachary Bernhardt when he was around 20 years old. Now, he went missing when he was 8. This person says that the information has already been given to Clearwater Police Department years ago, but of course we're going to submit it as well just to make sure. Maybe it needs a fresh look. But Zachary's been missing for 20 years. And there are still people looking. Not enough, but they're still looking. So never, ever, ever give up hope. Daphne Westbrook, missing since October 7th, 2019, from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Age now would be 17. She's a female. She's white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'3", about 110 pounds. Brown eyes, brown hair, 5'3", 110 pounds. Get the image. 17-year-old female. She may be traveling in a Volkswagen Beetle, 1971 Volkswagen Beetle. That's orange. Pretty easy to spot, we would think. Now, the description of the vehicle is that there's no license plate or front windshield. So I can't imagine they'd be traveling in that. That's basically a magnet of like, hey, look over here. So the description here, this says here, a Florida Amber Alert has been issued for Daphne Westbrook, a white female, 17 years old, 5 foot, 3 inches tall, 110 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. The child may be in the company of John Westbrook. Yes, yeah, same last name, but we do not know the relation. He's a white male, 6 feet four, 200 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes. They may be traveling in a 1971 orange Volkswagen Beetle. The recommended action is if you have any information on the whereabouts of Daphne, please contact the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. And their number is 800-824-3463. 800-824-3463. Of course, you can dial 911. Now, we can say this on this broadcast every week, but really what we're asking you to do is go out there and look. Go to Google and put in Daphne, D-A-P-H-N-E, Daphne, D-A-P-H-N-E, Westbrook, and look at the information, look at her picture, share it on social media. We a lot of times fail to realize the power of social media. Now, certainly, you may have 2,000 people on your page, and like we said before, maybe only an average of 100 or 200 people. But you know what? If 100 people see it and 50 of those share it to all of theirs, that's another 50 and another 50, right? And it keeps going. So I think we're failing to harness the power of social media to really get the images of these missing children out and to bring awareness to these cases. That's exactly what we have done for the month of March with Zachary Bernhardt. And the posts have been shared well over 1,000 times, and well over 70,000 to 80,000, somewhere in that range, have seen his picture, his 8-year-old picture when he was 8, and also the age progression, and also have read about the story. A lot of people are engaged now, and they're talking about it. We're seeing the comments on YouTube and on Facebook. And we're very thankful that people are, again, talking about his case. So Daphne Westbrook, white female, 17 years old now, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 110 pounds. Please Google her. Get the picture. Share it on social media. Also, on our website, protectyourchildren.org, there is a Missing Children by State page. You can click on that link there and go on to your state, and you will see an updated listing of all the kids that are currently missing from your state. And if you just copy that link and throw that on social media, that'll also help, because it's going to get those pictures of all those kids out there. So we ask that you would do that. And we are seeing an increase in the amount of people that are clicking on that page. So we're very thankful to you as well for that. All right. Let's get into our hero kid segment. Actually, tonight, it's a group of kids. Group of kids. Now, really quick about the hero kid segment. For those of you who listen every week, you know what we, you know why we do this. But for new listeners, we want to tell you that we want to highlight kids that have gone above and beyond and have been selfless, not selfish, but selfless. And they've gone out to either rescue people, to help people, despite of danger, despite of what people may think, they've stood up and they've gone out and they've made a difference. And we call them hero kids. And we all want our kids to be heroes. But a hero doesn't just run into a burning building. We know that. A hero doesn't, you know, is not only just a police officer or a fireman or a first responder. Heroes can be kids that have found the strength to overcome dire circumstances and have succeeded. Hero kids can be kids that set an example for other kids and help other kids away from harm. That's a hero kid. So the definition is very broad. What we try to do each week is just give you an encouraging hero kid segment so that you can celebrate with us, be inspired, and also so your kids can hear these stories and say, you know, I want to do something like that. I want to be a hero too. Because when kids want to be a hero, that means they've gotten away from themselves, they've focused on people in need, and their self-confidence and their self-esteem is going to go through the roof. The best way to improve how you feel about yourself is giving and helping others. So our Hero Kids segment tonight, this is a group of kids who helped find an elderly woman that was lost. Check this out.
Call them the Bicycle Brigade. These best friends turned into junior detectives when police outside Sacramento launched an urgent search for a missing 97-year-old lady. The kids immediately leaped into action and onto their bikes. They rode up and down the streets, over hills, through parks. When they said they were going to go and find this missing woman, you were doubtful.
I doubted them. I was like, yeah, sure, kids, you know, go have fun, you know, be safe on your bikes. And they're like, no, Dad, seriously, like, we are going to find her. We're going to get our friends. We're going
to
find her.
The youngsters taking to the streets on bikes is reminding many of iconic images from pop culture. Stranger Things, Stephen King's It, and way back to 1982, and the granddaddy of all kids coming to the rescue on bikes, E.T. What did people say to you about the comparison to Stranger Things?
It feels nice because I love Stranger Things.
After an hour of intensive searching,
all of a sudden we saw her.
Yep, these kids are the heroes who found the elderly missing woman. She is Glenetta Belford, and according to authorities, she suffers from dementia and had wandered off. Daniel Claiborne, dad of two of the kids, couldn't believe it.
They come running in screaming, we found her, we found her. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Great job, Bike Brigade.
The Bike Brigade. Fantastic. Isn't that incredible? So here's an elderly woman with dementia. She gets lost. She's wandering around. She doesn't know where she's at. Family and friends are worried. These kids hear about it, and they set out on their bikes to look everywhere and find this woman, and they did. And they were able to get her help and get her back home. Definitely hero kids. All right. So also tonight, we are going to cover a news topic right now. As it might be a little touchy for some people, but we're going to have to cover it because it's important to the protection of children. A little bit later, we're going to have Talking with Topher, episode 13. Yes, Topher's journey continues, and the kids are loving Topher. We're getting some feedback on that now, and we're glad that there are kids that are listening to Topher every week, and they're learning from little Topher as he goes on his journey through life and deals with issues and problems and learning how to be safe from predators. So that is coming up. And then also for our main topic tonight, is there a spiritual battle going on for your kids? Now, anybody who listens know this isn't a religious show, or, you know, we're not going to be preaching the gospel here, but we do want to look at, there are definitely some influences out there that are pulling kids in a direction of darkness, that's pulling kids into sex and into drugs and into a lifestyle of destruction. And there's people on the other side that are affecting good change that are pulling kids in the right direction. So I think it's important to look at that tonight, and we can discuss that together either in the chat room or you can call in. Later on, we'll be taking calls. The call-in number is 563-999-3645, 563-999-3645. 999-3645. You can call in if you have some thoughts and comments on this. Is there a spiritual war going on for your kids? Or if you have comments about what we're going to talk about right now. A 13-year-old boy was arrested in a stabbing at a Florida nudist resort. Let's just let that sink in for a second. 13-year-old was arrested for a stabbing at a Florida nudist resort. Now, of course, always seems to be Florida. In fact, some people have said it's called Florida because of the strange stories that come out of Florida. But this is a sad story. It's sad for lots of reasons. One, well, you got a 13-year-old in a nudist resort. We could just stop right there. Yep, show's over, right? The person that got stabbed is recovering, and that's the good news. So this comes from CBS News in Miami. A 13-year-old boy is accused of stabbing a woman who was visiting a Florida nudist resort where he lives. Deputies said the boy has been charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and has been taken to a juvenile detention center. Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office spokeswoman Therese Barbera said in a news release, it's unknown why the boy stabbed the 18-year-old woman wounded Sunday at the Sunsport Gardens Naturist Resort. She arrived at the resort about 60 miles north of Miami by bicycle on Saturday, expecting to find a campground. Authorities have not released the woman's name. I know from talking to the young woman, there was no provocation, the police said. The boy is among other children who live with their families at the resort, which runs a nudist children's camp in the summer. This boy will not be permitted to return, though his parents are welcome to stay. The director of the camp said, we can't have someone here who has that kind of temper and inclination. He is obviously troubled. The woman was not seriously injured and has continued her travels in good spirits on her way to Miami. The director said, I'm so impressed with her. The thing she seems most concerned about is the welfare of the young person that stabbed her, and she's hoping that he gets the care that he needs. There are several things wrong with this situation. First of all, kids at a nudist camp, that's what I want to talk about for this brief segment. Should kids be living at a nudist camp, be visiting nudist resorts? Young kids. The other issue is this child obviously went after this woman for some reason. Not too much of a stretch of the imagination to think that there may have been some kind of abuse going on or something to that nature. But the law says, outside of these nudist camps, these nudist resorts, that an adult cannot expose themselves to a child, right? We all agree that this should not be happening, right? Okay, adults should not be exposing themselves to children. So how is it that in these nudist camps and these nudist resorts that kids are allowed to be there with all these other adults, most of them are not, that are not related to them. So they got the adults and their friends and their extended family and visitors, because a lot of these nudist places, they'll allow visitors to come in. They pay for one day and they can come on in. So those adults can walk around totally naked, exposing themselves to kids of all ages, and that's not illegal. But outside the nudist camp, outside the nudist resort, if a predator on the street, somebody was to expose themselves to a child, they would be arrested for exposing themselves to a minor. There's a double standard going on here. And that concerns us greatly. And it should concern you. Now we have a judge's ruling that says parents must be present at nudist camps for youth. Okay, now this is a New York Times article. It says a week-long nudist camp for young people scheduled to start next week got some bad news from a federal judge here on Thursday. It's true, the judge, Richard L. Williams, allowed the full array of naked camp activities to proceed, including, according to court papers, swimming, volleyball, tennis, table tennis, body painting, pudding fights, shaving cream follies, and alarmingly, darts. Yeah, this is normal, right? So you have pudding fights when you're totally naked, and body painting. So somebody is undoubtedly touching you and touching these kids. Shaving cream follies, as they're called. But yet this is all legal somehow. But Judge Williams upheld a new Virginia law. This is a resort in Virginia, requiring that campers be accompanied by a parent or grandparent. An eye full of naked mom or dad, he suggested, is a fair price for admission to a nudist camp. The presence of a family member would in no way interfere with the child's participation in events, he said, ruling from the bench. That's our second problem. You got parents that don't seem to have a problem with their young kids seeing other adults naked. Now, I know. See, but, you know, the word is that, well, it's nature. It's teaching kids to be accepting of their bodies and accepting of everyone else's bodies. And we've heard the stories, too, that it's, well, they're just replicating Adam and Eve, right? Adam and Eve were naked in the garden. And it was no problem, right? Wrong. There was a problem. They read the next verse in the scriptures, right? When they sinned, they realized they were naked and they were ashamed and they covered themselves up. There was lots of problems with that. So there's all these rationales for it. But you got young kids seeing tons of adults, all shapes and sizes, absolutely naked. Adults that are not related to them, and somehow that's not against the law. But outside of a nudist camp, it is. Why is that? Article goes on to say, a nudist camp is a bit racier than, say, a Boy Scout camp. He continued, this is the judge. People who love their children or grandchildren will make a modest adjustment to their schedules so that their children and grandchildren can have this unique experience. Yes, what a unique experience. Let's surround tons of kids with naked adults and let the adults paint on them and put shaving cream on them and all of those. How is this not illegal? How is this even allowed? Goes on to say, the natural state of human beings is unclothed, is what the Civil Liberties Union said in its court papers. Judge Williams took no position on that, and his ruling on Thursday was a preliminary one. The case will now proceed to trial. Lawyers for the ACLU said they had not decided whether to try an immediate appeal of the ruling. The camp at the center of the suit is affiliated with similar ones in Florida and Arizona and has elaborate rules. Campers who are ages 11 to 17, puberty, 11 to 17. That's when the hormones are really starting to get into gear, and that's when you want to have the kids around all these other naked adults. Yeah, sounds like that wouldn't be a problem. Campers who are ages 11 to 17 may wear clothes if it's chilly or if they become sunburned. Otherwise, nudity is strictly enforced. You have to be naked. Sunburned shoulders may require a reasonable length t-shirt. They said perhaps to the waist, but certainly not extending to the knees or ankles. Oh, no, you couldn't have that. Going about the property wearing a towel, except perhaps for the first few moments out of the water, is always inappropriate. That's right, kids. You have to be naked in front of everybody at these places. The camp says it does not tolerate lewd behavior. They say intimate contact, suggestive behavior, overt sexuality, or sexually provocative behavior is prohibited. Of course, they can't see what goes on behind closed doors. And I'm sure they're not trying to watch what's going on behind closed doors. Tucker Martin, a spokesman for the state attorney general, said the law operated on the same theory as R-rated movies, which require a parent or a guardian to accompany those under 17. He said children can't even see nudity without a parent. Mr. Martin said, we're just saying children cannot attend a nudist camp without a parent or guardian present. It's just common sense. Now the camp says it has had no incidents. It subjects its counselors to criminal background checks. The only problem with that is 88% of child predators have not been arrested. Yes, that's alarming, but that's the truth. 88% have not been arrested. So, yeah, you can do background checks all you want, but if they don't know the warnings and the signs and things to look out for, it doesn't do a bit crap of good. Well, the property is surrounded by a security fence and staff members patrol the perimeter. Mr. Martin said that that was not enough. He went on to say pedophiles are very attracted to nudist camps of the garden variety. He said, imagine how attracted they would be to nudist camps without parental supervision. Yeah. Let's imagine that for a minute, the horror of that. So what are your thoughts on this? You can call in at 563-999-3645, 563-999-3645. Should kids be allowed at these nudist camps? Do you think that there's any harm being done to children seeing all these people running around in the nude? Let us know. Or you can go into the chat room, which is open, and leave your comments there, and they'll be read on the air. All right, let's take our bottom of the hour break, and we'll come back with Topher, episode 13, Talking with Topher. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us. This is the Protect Your Children radio show with your host, Christopher Gelson. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Imagine the world as a bully-free place where kids could be themselves without all the judgment, where students wouldn't laugh at each other and kids would stop being bystanders and stick up for one another, where cyberbullying isn't a thing. Imagine a world where there was a change, where kids can feel accepted, and where bullying wasn't a thing. Stop bullying and be the change you want to see in the world.
We do everything we can to protect our kids. When 1 in 9,800 children drown and 1 in 360 suffer a bike injury, it's only natural to do what we can to prevent anything bad from happening. But did you know that 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 5 boys is sexually abused before the age of 18? Like wearing a helmet, prevention through education is the most important thing we can do to protect our children.
The website is protectyourchildren.org. This is Christopher Gelson, director and lead teacher of Protect Your Children Incorporated. We are glad you are listening. You can call in 563-999-3645, or you can jump in the chat room, or you can find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. So after that disturbing news segment, 13-year-old stabs a lady at a nudist place. Nudist camps for kids, complete with shaving cream and pudding fights and body painting by strange adults. Yeah, doesn't sound like a problem at all. Unbelievable. All right, how about some Topher? Let's lighten this up a little bit. Talking with Topher, episode 13. What's going on with Topher this week? And I'll tell you, parents, guardians, kids love Topher. If your kids have not heard Talking with Topher, now listen, if you start at episode 13, they're going to get all lost. You got to go all the way back to episode 1, and it's on YouTube, And it's also on the website, protectyourchildren.org, episode 1, and they can get all caught up. They can binge Talking What's Over. Yes, binge Talking What's Over. You talk about getting protection knowledge. Your kids are going to have protection knowledge like, boom, just like that. They can binge from episodes 1 all the way up to 13. But anyway, Talking With Topher episode comes at you now.
Wow, Topher, I really love this brook. It sounds so peaceful.
I really like it too, but sometimes whistling through it must have to go poo.
Yeah, running water can do that sometimes.
Oh, cool. Morris knows his mom now. I call him, and he comes to me.
Hey, that's awesome, Topher. Just don't call him right now, because I don't want him barking and biting me. Last time, he was looking like he was going to get me.
Well, we don't got little story after those around him.
I think so, too, Topher. Do you ever try to fish out of this brook?
I don't know how to fish, but that would be cool, though.
Well, maybe since it's so close to your house, pretty much in your backyard, maybe you can ask your dad if he will fish with you.
I know he was just so nervous because he was stressed and tired like he always does.
Yeah, that might be true, but since he didn't come to baseball with you that day, maybe this is a way to make it up to you.
Well, how many times do I have to be let down about him?
Well, here's what you do. You don't count on him saying yes, but ask him anyway. This way, if he says yes, then you'll be surprised, and if he says no, well, then you expected it anyway. Sure, it's still going to hurt a little bit, but maybe you showing him that even though he's always saying no, you are still trying, it might make him think twice.
Oh, I will try it down.
I mean, that's the way to be brave, Topher. If not, then maybe we can fish sometime, or maybe one of your friends from school.
Well, mobile.
So how are you doing other than your dad's stuff?
I think Jorge, my counselor, is going to be in trouble, and I feel really bad.
Well, why do you feel bad? I mean, he is the one who was telling you to not listen to your mom and still trying to be alone with you. I mean, that's not your fault.
Well, I don't know, but if he loses his job, it will be because of me talking to my mom about him.
Topher, you need to listen to me. You did the right thing. Think about him possibly hurting you if you didn't say anything. I mean, think about other kids that he may try to hurt if that's what he's trying to do.
I don't know if I was right to say something. Truth is, I'm scared that he will be mad at me and come and try to hurt me.
Has he said that he would do that?
No, he didn't, but why does he still try?
Remember what we talked about a couple of weeks ago? I mean, if you're scared, then your mom, your dad, and your new dog S'mores will protect you. It will be okay, I promise.
Are you sure? I'm on other thermos loser to just fall to, well, not just, I'm just to tell my mom. But I'm our blue bro to print chips, milk, and other purple stuff.
Yes, Topher, it is always easier to just close your eyes and act like everything is fine. But you know that is how evil gets bigger. When good people look the other way and they don't say something.
That is true, Chris. So will I be safe no matter what?
Topher, yes, you will. I promise.
Wow, wow, wow!
You really like saying that, don't you, Topher?
What? Wow, wow, wow!
Wow. So have you had any more trouble with the teenager kids that come to this brook and hang out?
Well, they still come here and they look at me and my friends, but haven't tried to get us to do anything wrong, and now with S'mores, I don't think they will.
Well, hopefully not. Your mom told me that she's going to the school tomorrow to talk to the principal about your counselor, Jorge. You'll be kind of nervous about it, but you won't be there when she does, so don't worry.
I will try not to be scared because I am brave.
Yes, you are, Topher. And you know, kids that hear you are also learning to be brave, too.
They are?
Yes, a whole lot of them. You are being a hero kid for doing the right thing.
Uh-oh.
What are you saying uh-oh for?
Well, I feel it coming again.
Uh-oh, I know what's coming now.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
All right, Topher, you've really got to try not to do that so much. All right, well, I got to get going, but we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Topher, Topher, Topher. What are we going to do with Topher? He is definitely brave. But I tell you, he likes doing that yeah, yeah, yeah thing. Maybe a little too much, huh? But hey, Topher's learning. He's learning how to be brave. And sometimes in life, kids have to be brave. Even though it might be difficult, it might be hard, it might be easier to look the other way. But sometimes they've got to stand up and be brave. Oh, Topher, I think he's learning. He's doing well. So let's see what happens when we talk to him next time. So is there a spiritual war going on for your kids? Is there a spiritual battle going on for your kids? As an organization, we will say that we, as a group, do believe in God, straight up. We're not a religious organization. We're not, part of our mission isn't to preach the gospel or anything like that, but we are God-fearing people, and like 85% of the country and the world is as well. So we think it's safe to say that the majority of people do believe in good versus evil. So saying that, what are some good versus evil behaviors? Well, I mean, that's not hard to figure out. I mean, obviously good behaviors. Right, parents are thinking, hey, man, if my kid will do the chores, that's a good behavior. Well, sure it is. That's listening and obeying, you know. If my kid would do their homework, that's good. Yep, that's a good thing. Yep. But let's go deeper than that. Kids that are not self-centered. Kids that are thankful for what they have and acknowledge as much. Kids that are authentic. Kids that refuse to conform to what their friends are doing, kids that are willing to help out, kids that are willing to be honest and truthful, right? These are all good things. Kids that aren't about having the last word all the time and getting revenge. We would agree that kids that are not cursing all the time and being disrespectful to their peers or parents. Those are all great things, right? Kids that are loyal. Kids that believe in charity. They want to help. Kids that are generous. Kids that can be patient. Kids that are full of goodness. Isn't this what we want for our children? Now, we can contrast that with what we would consider evil, which is lust and gluttony and laziness and anger. That's anger that's out of control and hurts others, because there's nothing wrong with being angry. It's how we handle it, right? Kids that are full of pride and envy. They always feel like they got to have the last word. They got to get revenge. They don't have to listen to their parents because they know what's best for them. That goes in their pride. When mom or dad says, hey, let's go do something together as a family, they say, no, they don't want to do it because they're playing their game. It's all about self. Kids that are walking around cursing all the time. Now, those are things we don't want for our kids, right? It's a little good versus evil. So in the news recently, we had a rapper named Lil Nas X. Sure, I listen to him every single day. Not really. Lil Nas X. Lil Nas X has these sneakers that are part of a promotional deal for his new album and his new music. And these sneakers are called the Satan Shoes. And they have a nice pentagram on the laces. They have Luke 10:18 inscribed on the side of it, which is a verse that says, I saw Satan fall like lightning down to the earth. And they have a 6/666 knife, you know, printed nicely on the side. And the best of all, you ready for this? The sole of the shoe contains a drop of human blood. Yeah, human blood.
Didn't know it was legal to put human blood inside products, but apparently it is. And this is all being promoted. Now, Lil Nas X, he came out with a song that, you know, got real popular. The kids loved it. I think it was Old Town Road or something to that effect. And all the kids sing it, and he got real popular. And then once he got real popular, he comes out as homosexual. And now he's coming out as a Satan worshiper. Now, this is the role model. This is what the kids are looking at. Same thing with Miley Cyrus, right? We remember her from Disney. Cute little Miley Cyrus, right? And then we see her naked hanging on a wrecking ball. But you see, these people know that kids are following them. They're watching them. They're learning from them. Kids are learning right from wrong from watching these musicians and watching these actors and watching these people, watching social media, watching what all their friends do. Now, parents, they should be learning right and wrong from you. And if you're believers, they should be learning right and wrong from the Bible. If you're you know, Muslim, then from the Quran. If you're Hindu, then from, you know, whatever it is, that's where they need to be learning right and wrong from. But kids are watching these people. Now, you'll see that all these rappers out there, I guess they all wanted to be like optometrists or something because they have an obsession with eyeballs. All these rappers out there and these, and you know, on their covers and in their pictures, they all got one eye covered. Or they got a nice big eyeball with a pyramid in the middle of it. They're throwing up devil's horns. Kids are seeing this every single day. They're making the A-OK sign, but they put the circle around the one eye, which in Illuminati symbology, that is actually a 666, because you make the A-OK sign, which makes a six, and then there's two more behind it. Why is that? Why are these people promoting these types of things? Why is there an award show, every Grammy show or an award show, and you've got people grinding on each other? You got two women grinding on each other. You got men kissing. You've got all this lust and all this Illuminati symbology everywhere. And like we learned last week, the amount of sexual content in the music and videos, TV and social media, 80% in this study of the programs and music that the study that they listen to, 80% of it. So we have an increase in all of these outward, lustful, sexual behaviors. We have an increase in the sexual content that your kids are consuming. We saw from last week's episode, last week's broadcast, which is available on podcast, by the way, that there's an increase in the amount of kids, teenagers that are having sex and that are contracting STDs. You see the direction that we're heading in. If somebody was to say good versus evil, our kids are not being surrounded by good and godly things. They are being surrounded by satanic and evil things. Kids are being taught to be greedy. Get that money, money, money. Here it is. Look at me. I got money at any cost. To be gluttonous, right? Practicing gluttony. You know, there's TikTok channels of just people sitting there eating tons and tons and tons of food. And they've got millions of followers. Sit there and watch somebody just stuff their face with food. That's gluttony. TikTok and other apps are full of inappropriate sexual behaviors. And kids are following as much. Kids today are about revenge and fighting and gossiping and insulting others, constantly comparing one race over another and male against female and vice versa.
Ask your kids what they talk to other kids at school about. I dare you to do that. Ask them what their kids, what your kids are talking to other kids about. And I'll tell you, 90% of the day is talking about somebody else, putting down somebody else, or how somebody else did something, and how these two people are going to fight, and this person said this about that person. All gossip and making fun of people. And we hear the constant comparisons now of black versus white, and male versus female, and female versus male. This is division. And division is not of God. It's not of good. Unity and peace and coming together, not tearing down. The spiritual battle is real. There's no coincidence that we've seen a progression in degrading behaviors and higher crimes among children, higher rates of STDs, higher rates of sexual activity, higher rates of kids cursing at teachers and becoming violent and angry.
Oh, no, it's just because we hear about it more today. You know, before they didn't have the internet, and you know, so it was always happening like this. We just never knew it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not the case. Facts don't lie.
Well, back in my day, you know, we got thrown out of school for chewing gum.
Yes, Grandpa, we know. Today, kids are getting thrown out of school because they're having sex and smoking weed in the bathroom. This is true. When 8-year-olds and 9-year-olds are coming home from school and saying,
Mom, what's Pornhub.com?
Where'd you hear about that?
Oh, some kid at school.
Then you know something's going wrong here. So we're going to ask you to take a solid look at your own moral foundation. And we're not the arbiters of that. This is all up to you. What you believe. What you want your kids to believe. And what you want your kids to exemplify. And if you had an idea of what they're looking at on a daily basis and the conversations they're engaging in, and the imagery that they're seeing every single day. Satan shoes, right? And you say, what's with this Illuminati stuff? What's, you know, all this talk about the Illuminati. Okay, yes, the Illuminati, they were a legitimate organization at one time. Their goal was to go against government, to promote rebellion. They have morphed over the century. Because they started in 1776, they've morphed over the centuries into other various groups. And the belief is that the goal is for a one world, a new world order, a new world government, right?
Oh, there he goes, tinfoil hat.
Now, this is a Protect Your Children show, and we're going to get to how this ties in. And again, if you want to call in, comment on this, 563-999-3645, 563-999-3645. Feel free to do so. Now, if we just look at one of the goals of said Illuminati, right? One of their goals is to demoralize the youth. Because if you can remove the morals from the youth, then they can be in bondage to their sins. That's exactly one of their goals. That's been written about for hundreds of years. That's what their goal is. To divide people, to demoralize people, to pin one group against another, pin male versus male, a female and female versus male, and actually turn males against males and get them fighting, to promote immature, premature sexual activity and other behaviors. And are we not seeing an increase in all of this? So whether it's Illuminati or not, the reality is that there is a force out there that is leading your kids into a dark place. And parents need to be aware of it and start getting more involved in putting a stop to it and monitoring what your kids are seeing and what they're replicating every day. Because if the Bible says that we should love one another and we should only say things that build each other up, and that if we have a problem with somebody, there's a proper way to handle it. And then on the other side, on the evil side, it says, there, here's how you handle it. You go and bash their head in. Grab a knife and stab somebody like that 13-year-old in the nudist colony did. Tear apart your room. Curse at your parents. You tell them that you're the boss. Learn how to manipulate. Learn how to pull on their emotional heartstrings to make them do what you want. That's how you get what you want. Get out there and get it because it's yours. There's the message in the culture today. You go out there and you take what you want.
Mommy, can I have $70 so I can get these games on PlayStation?
Honey, you just spent $50 last week.
Yeah, but I really need this so I can get these extra skins for my game.
No, I don't think we can afford to do that.
Fine, you don't love me then. I don't give a crap. I don't want nothing. Don't even talk to me.
Okay, well, how about we just go in the room and just unplug it and take it away? That's how you want to be. Parents, you get the idea, right? So is there a spiritual war going on for your kids? We say yes. Now, how does this tie into predators? Well, we've discussed this on previous shows. The reality is that the more sexual your kids become, and at the younger ages, they are being groomed for a premature sexual activity. Now, if we go on the premise that there is an evil force out there that is leading kids into this type of behavior, then we also have to believe that there are evil people out there that that force will put in your kids' path. And to say, well, you know, I'm not really sure about that, you know, is ignorance. Now, if we believe that your kids can be full of good behaviors and goodness, and they're going to make mistakes, of course, it's not what I'm talking about here. But if your kids desire to be good and charitable and generous and truthful and think about others before themselves, then we have to believe that the head of the goodness, God, will bring people to help support that. But the culture right now is filled with everything that's considered evil. And it's being pushed into your children's faces through TikTok and all these other social media apps and through TV and music and movies. And they're being pulled to hell. Hell on earth. And maybe hell after. That's a decision you make with your God and your kids. But predators are ready to pounce. And the kids that aren't aware and not educated are going to get pulled into the traps. And parents, you can stop it. We're going to wrap up the show for tonight. We're glad that you chose to listen. Please download the podcast. Share it with others. Share the link of the podcast on social media. Get this information out there if you feel like it's been beneficial and that it's helpful. Thank you again for listening. God willing, we'll be back next week with another broadcast, another episode of Topher, and some more protecting information. Thanks for listening. Have a great night. Stay vigilant and keep protecting.